This invitation attracted several nonconformist religious cults, spiritual groups, and primitive lifestyle tribes who believed that a biotech environment would fulfill the role of some benevolent Gaia and provide them free food and shelter. Over 9,000 of these people arrived over the course of the habitat's first 25 years, many of them drug or stimulant program addicts. At this time, Rubra, infuriated with their unrepentant parasitical nature, banned any more from entering. By 2330, the population had risen to 350,000. Industrial output was high, and many interstellar companies were opening regional offices inside. Then the first Blackhawks to be seen in the Confederation began to appear, all of them registered with Magellanic ITG and captained by Rubra's plentiful offspring. Rubra had pulled off a spectacular coup against both his competitors and his former culture. Voidhawk Bitech was the most sophisticated ever sequenced. Copying it was a triumph of genetic retroengineering. With Blackhawks now acting as the mainstay of his starship fleet, Rubra was unchallengeable. A large-scale cloning program saw their numbers rising dramatically. Neural symbionts were used to give captaincies to atomists who had no qualms about using Bitech, and there were many. By 2365, Magellanic ITG ceased to use anything other than Blackhawks in its transport fleet. Rubra died in 2390, one of the wealthiest men in the Confederation. He left behind an industrial conglomerate used as an example by economists ever since as the classic corporate growth model. It should have been carried on. It had the potential to rival the Kulu Corporation owned by the Soldana family. Ultimately, it might even have equaled the Edenist Helium 3 cloud mining operation. No physical or financial restrictions existed to limit its inherent promise. Banks were more than willing to advance loans. The markets existed, supplied by its own ships. But in the end, after the end, Rubra's serpent nature proved less than benign after all. His psychology was too different, too obsessional. Brought up knowing his personality pattern would continue to exist for centuries, if not millennia, he refused to accept death as an atomist. He transferred his personality pattern into Valisk's neural strata. From this point onward, company and habitat started to degenerate. Part of the reason was the germination of the other independent habitats, all of whom offered themselves as bases for Blackhawk mating flights. The Valisk Magellanic ITG monopoly was broken, but the company's industrial decline and the habitat's parallel deterioration was due principally to the inheritance problem Rubra created. When he died, he was known to have fathered over 150 children, 122 of whom were carefully conceived in vitro and gestated in exo-wombs. All had modifications made to their affinity gene, as well as general physiological improvements. 30 of the exo-womb children were appointed to Valisk's executive committee, which ran both the habitat and Magellanic ITG, while the remainder, along with the rapidly proliferating third generation, became Blackhawk pilots. The naturally conceived children were virtually disinherited from the company, and many of them returned to the Edenist fold. Even this nepotistic arrangement shouldn't have been too much trouble. There would inevitably be power struggles within such a large committee, but strong characters would rise to the top. Simply human dynamics demanded it. None ever did. The alteration Rubra had made to their affinity gene was a simple one. They were bonded to the habitat and a single family of Blackhawks alone. He robbed them of the Edenist general affinity. The arrangement gave him access to their minds virtually from the moment of conception, first through the habitat personality, then, after he died, as the habitat personality. He shaped them as they lay huddled in the metal and composite exo-wombs, and later in their innocent childhood. A dark conscience nestled, maggot-fashion, at the center of their consciousness, examining their most secret thoughts for deviations from the path he had chosen. It was a dreadfully perverted version of the love bond which existed between Voidhawks and their captains. His descendants became little more than anemic caricatures of himself at his prime. He tried to instill the qualities which had driven him, and wound up with wretched neurotic inadequates. The more he attempted to tighten his discipline, the worse their dependence upon him became. A slow change manifested in the habit.